This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes on Monday, the 24th of August. My name is Audrey Raj, and with me in the studio,
Frida Liu.
It is Monday, Frida, and we're back.
Yes.
And today we're going to be talking to you about online reviews and why businesses should pay more attention to online reviews. That's our top story of the day. How often do you check online reviews when visiting a new place or restaurants? Well, let us know. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. At BFM Radio is our handle on Twitter and on Instagram. We have a poll going on Twitter right now, and we've got a whole bunch of votes already in, and we'll come to that in just a few minutes. But also on the show today, we're going to be talking about the death of the to-do list. Very interesting. Right. I still use a to-do list, so, you know.
Reading the headline pains me.
Oh, dear.
But the tricks are good.
Okay. There's tricks to it. Okay, yes. Good to hear. And finally, we will be capping off the show with a story about how Tesla plans to use radar to prevent hot car deaths. You know how kids are sometimes forgotten in the back of the car and it's just completely preventable. All right, so coming back to our top story, how often do you check online reviews when visiting a new place or a restaurant? So we found a very interesting article on entrepreneur.com titled Six Tips for Acquiring More Google Reviews and Why They Matter. And it got us thinking about, you know, how often we actually leave reviews online after visiting a place or even after we've bought a new product. Our first instinct upon, I mean, like, think about it, you know, Frida, our first instinct when we hear about a place or a product or anything like that, the first thing we do is to Google it, right? So, which means that businesses should really be paying plenty of attention to their first impressions in the search results. Honestly, you know, would you go to a restaurant that has 2 stars and dozens of bad reviews?
No.
Probably not, right? So here's how the article breaks down the importance of encouraging customer feedback, especially via Google. Now, according to data from HubSpot, 72% of consumers visit a store within 5 miles of their location after conducting a local search. Google reviews is one of the most influential factors to a customer's decision. User reviews build trust and credibility, serving as the modern-day word of mouth. And the more reviews a local business can get, the more influential it will appear in the search results. So what can you as a business do to give yourself some much-needed online personality, you know, when people search for you or your business name on Google? Well, there are a couple of tricks here. Number one, claim your Google My Business profile. Now, if you haven't done this already, you need to do this. This profile is completely free and gives you total control over the listing for your store that shows up on Google searches. So it allows you to update your basic information like where your store is, a link to your website, your business hours. You can also upload photos of your business. And filling out this basic profile information tells users that it is an official profile, which makes customers more likely to leave a review once they're done using your service. Number two, send email reminders. Now, for a local business, it's best to send an email reminder a few days or a week after someone has come into your store. So just give them a couple of weeks to experience a product or a service and then send an email to encourage them to leave a review. Number three, share positive reviews on other outlets because, you know, customers trust other customers, right?
Okay.
And number four, use physical reminders for digital reviews. Now, I thought this was really smart. So alongside your business card or any other paperwork you leave, maybe like a warranty card or something like that, consider adding a Google review card. And this card could provide a link and brief instructions for leaving an online review. So you can remind customers that sharing their experience also helps others.
And if you've got staff there, I suppose you make that part of the SOP and say, please leave a review for About Our Place. You know what I mean? That could be one way as well.
It's a nice way to say goodbye as well. You know, I hope you've enjoyed your experience here. Maybe you can leave a review. Number five, respond to current reviews. Now, regardless of whether you get a good or a bad review, it's important to respond to the reviews that you do receive. There was a Harvard Business Review analysis of hotel reviews that found that locations that responded to customer comments actually received 12% more reviews and their ratings also increased.
Okay.
So look at this as an opportunity to learn and grow your business. Offer to help the customer and make things right rather than, you know, just don't argue with them. So many customers view their reviews as living documents and are willing to change their negative reviews if the business attempts to rectify the situation. And finally, number six, go above and beyond. Now, we've heard entrepreneurs tell us this over and over when it comes, especially in the service industry, right? Mm. The internet tends to amplify extreme experiences. So most people who are going to leave reviews are either
very good.
Very happy with your service or terribly unsatisfied with it. They're disappointed with it. So consistently going above and beyond what customers expect will motivate them to leave glowing reviews on Google. And it will get them to come back to you in the future as well. So build that kind of loyalty. Building that kind of loyalty is something that local businesses need to do to thrive. So what we are asking you is, you know, how often do you check online reviews when visiting a new place or restaurant? Frida?
I was just saying that I don't. Not within the Klang Valley. Mm-hmm. I generally don't, because I go to the same spots within a 5 kilometer radius and then just eat certain food. But like for someone who says, hey, let's go somewhere and check this place out in KL, which is like so far for me, they would have decided and I am just sort of happy. So if friends say it's good, right? It's only when I'm away from out of town or whatever, then that will be my source of information if I don't know anybody. But otherwise, I just sort of tag along and just like, okay, oh, in this new place. That's me.
But you are a frequent traveler. So when you go to a new
when
city
I could, yes.
or...
yes.
Yeah, so what do you do then? You obviously use...
Then that will be my point of reference, right? Because I don't know anybody. Then I will actually do reviews. But I also don't... I'll check out reviews. I don't normally put reviews down. Right? Unless it's really, really bad. But generally, it's just like, you know, I don't bother.
I trust the Frida Liu verbal review, so I think you really should put them down.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You should. Join the conversation. Tell us, how often do you check online reviews when visiting a new place or a restaurant? 018-789-8899. At BFM Radio is our handle on Twitter and on Instagram. We'll be back with some very interesting advice from Google themselves. Google Malaysia, that is. So we'll be back in just a few after this. Sly and the Family Stone with Ride the Rhythm. Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you, how often do you check online reviews when visiting a new place or a restaurant? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. Let's look at the results
poll.
Of the poll.
Yeah. Okay, at the moment, so how often do you check online reviews? We've got always, sometimes, never, others. So always is 56%, sometimes it's almost 40%, never is 2.4%. Okay, others tell us why. Okay, we'll go into the why a little more in just a little while. But then also some comments here on WhatsApp here from Tommy Chen. It says, user comments that the new word of mouth marketing, turbocharged. Business must respond and in a natural manner, not use robotic standard replies to work well. True, right? Thank you for coming. Here, Ro says, reviews are of more use to me for the info they provide, like opening hours, parking and prices, rather than food reviews, which I feel are generally quite subjective. Right. I also think having a place where restaurateurs and customers can exchange feedback is great, rather than an awfully one-sided FB rant, which leaves a bad taste in the reader's mouth of their friend too. You know what I mean? I get it, right? You got to have that, not just a one-sided thing. Yeah, you know?
And just so you know, Ro, Frida Liu gets excited whenever she sees you're typing on WhatsApp. So at least you know you have one big fan at BFM Radio. Get in touch with us. Join the conversation. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. We are asking you, how often do you check online reviews when visiting a new place or a restaurant? So now, one of the most crucial review platforms is, of course, Google Reviews, right? Mm. It's literally the first thing that a person sees when they Google a place. And having bad reviews is one thing, but having zero reviews, you know, it doesn't help much either.
I can't find you. Where are you? You know, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah. Furthermore, an online space gives customers a way to deliver constructive criticism, which could in turn help a business improve themselves and make amends. So to get some insights on this topic, we got in touch with Zefri Yusof, Manager, Communications and Public Affairs at Google Malaysia, to explain the importance of Google reviews and how businesses can use Google's online tools to work on their online presence. Zefri, thanks for joining us. So how important are Google reviews to a business's reputation? And how does it influence the amount of footfall a place gets?
I would say that given the state of the world today and how much it's changed over the last few months, I think it's more than crucial for businesses to be online, especially since that's going to be the primary way that they will be discovered by consumers. If we're looking at proximity searches or searches that have to do with the location of a person, then I think it's super important for businesses to have that presence on Google. And when I say Google, I mean Google Search and Google Maps. And most businesses can get online for free using the Google My Business tool. And to access that, it's just google.com/business.
Zef, how can businesses leverage on Google reviews to improve on their own quality of service? How can, you know, that be further reflected via reviews?
So the more discoverable a business is when someone were to search for it, especially, you know, best nasi lemak near me or best sports utility shop near me, the more the probability that that person may visit the store. So even if that person doesn't buy immediately, at least it's something that they might remember. And when they do go out on retail, and you know, want to do their purchase, they'll remember your store. Alternatively, if they want to buy online, it's also a great way for your business to be discovered. And if you have a facility to be able to transact online, even better. So, you know, it kind of saves folks the hassle from having to leave home, especially during these times.
Back to my earlier point, right? Not everyone leaves a review after visiting a place, like me. What can businesses do to encourage customers to leave reviews online, and how can they tap into Google's resources to help them in this area?
I think businesses can either verbally encourage you know, folks to leave reviews. I've seen businesses send out thank you cards encouraging people to leave reviews. I've also seen, you know, businesses provide, you know, in-store discounts if you can prove that you left a review. So there are many, many ways to do this. It really is up to the ingenuity of the business. I personally have, you know, I probably don't leave as many reviews as I'd like to, but what I love to do is I love to take photos and share those photos. So they could be restaurant menus, the scenery within and outside of a place. And, you know, every time there's a milestone, for example, 10,000 people viewed your photo, 100,000 people viewed your photo, you kind of feel, hey, yeah, it's good. I helped X number of people to decide whether they want to go visit a business or not. So Google itself has a local guide program. It's somewhat of a gamification. So the more photos you take, the more reviews you take, you get points. And, you know, some folks really make it an achievement thing. They want to get to level 5, level 6. There's up to level 10 local guides. And for Malaysia, we've been lucky that we have always had Malaysian folks going to the global local guide convention in the Google HQ. And, you know, we've had Malaysian representation for the last 3-4 years. Unfortunately, this year is probably going to be virtual, but it just goes to show just how many Malaysians are happy to provide reviews because they love, you know, the local scene themselves, right? And they would, you know, aside from helping other people discover businesses, it's also a source of joy for them to provide reviews.
Wow, there's nice. New insights I didn't know about, right? But trust you, Zef, to take photos. Everything's on Google anyway. So wherever you put it. So, but many businesses may not understand the importance of Google reviews and other online reviews, Zef. So how can they reach out or educate themselves about these tools and platforms?
So for businesses, I would say the main two resources that can they can learn more about Google My Business and generally being present on line through Google Search and Google Maps are the Primer app. It's PRIMER. You can download it for free from the Google Store and also from the App Store. It's got about 1,000 plus lessons, bite size, 5 minutes each, completely free. that teaches businesses how to digitize themselves. So it's something that folks can just download, have it on their phone, and then consume it in bite size. Perhaps, you know, every day they can have a few lessons there, and they can, you know, do it over time, and before they know it, they'll have like a really good body of knowledge. So the other way that businesses can learn how to digitize themselves is to just go to the Grow with Google website. So it's grow.google. On that website, it's free again for all Malaysians. There are sections where you can either learn about digital marketing, learn about Google Trends, learn about YouTube, learn about working from home. And at the same time, we also have an online webinar. We call it the Mahir Digital Bersama Google. And this is a virtual webinar that we run quite often. And we've been doing this since the MCO period. You know, there have been thousands and thousands of Malaysians that have benefited from this program. And it continues to be available for free to anyone who would like to sign up. So I'd encourage folks to just visit grow.google and find out the resources, the free resources that they can find to help digitize themselves and their business.
Nice. Thank you so much, Zef. That was Zefri Yusof, Manager Communications and Public Affairs at Google Malaysia. Now, if you'd like to join in the conversation, we're talking about online reviews today. How often do you check online reviews when you visit a new place or a restaurant or buy a new product, right? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. We'll come back to some of your messages on Twitter and on Instagram. But for now, here's Mando Dayo. Is that how you pronounce it?
I think so.
With God Knows, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.